that.
These are for this week and the following 2 weeks.
You don't have a copy?
Praise the Lord. We're on week one, and this is one of the conference and international training for elder responsibility. We can read the title together.
Experiencing the word of God and taking Christ as our person in and for the church life.
This week has been very, very rich, very deep. Really, it's one of the highest peak of the high revelation here. And in day one, we can see. Let's read some verses from Ephesians 3:16, 17. You have your Bible. 16 is Ephesians 3:16 and 17. Day six, right? Amen. And it says that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit into the inner man,
that Christ might make his home in your hearts through faith.
That you be rooted and grounded in love. Amen. And Philippians 2:13. That's in day one. For it is God who operates in you, both the willing and the working for his good pleasure. Amen. Galatians 2:20. Is on day Galatians 2:20. Day four. Okay. Amen.
I am crucified with Christ,
and that it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Amen. And 2 Corinthians 4:16, that's day five. Day five. 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore,
we do not lose heart, but our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And John 14:23 is on day three. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word,
and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and make an offering in him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen. And they want, in reference to the work that the Lord is doing, God is doing in us. God desired not mainly to do things for us, but to work himself into our being.
Amen.
And we have received his life when we were saved, and we have been regenerated. We have his life, and he wants to work in us.
as Nala. David wanted to build the temple for God, but God wanted to build himself to David.
Amen.
And we had to let him, you know, be our person. Yes. And day two, is a reference to the, he said the proper priority is not to work for God, but for God to work himself into us.
Amen.
Yes. And we have something we worry about many times about the service, the work. We have to fulfill our responsibilities. We have to do things in the church life. We have to be a vessel unto honor for good works. But we have to more enjoy the Lord, His person. Enjoy, because we were destined to it, for enjoyment. That's what we were destined for, to enjoy Christ in our life. We can't just be like Martha. Sometimes we are like Martha, right? But we have to be even more like Isaac, like Lazarus. They enjoy the Lord, right? Yes, we had to fulfill our duties, but we had to enjoy, like Isaac enjoyed, by grace, he always enjoyed the Lord. You know, I think he had no problem with Isaac, man, so he was enjoying the Lord. And the same with Lazarus, who was enjoying the Lord. So this is very important, that we must let the be our Lord be our person. Right? And we had the riches. I was reading the book about witnessly is that the fullness of God is different from the riches of Christ. See, we had the riches of Christ. I was sharing with the brother, but a glass, the brother says that the glass with water, we have received the life of the Lord, right? We have received the life of the Lord, but the fullness is when it overflows.
Right. Right?
These riches overflows out of the glass, right? And we need that enjoyment, and this is what, you know, it's good to do the work, to serve, but we need to do it, you know, like the song says, you know, not a merely service, but it had to be with enjoyment. Right? Amen. And day three, is Christ built the church by coming into our spirit and spreading himself from our spirit into our mind, emotion, will. Well, this is the basic thing. We know that, you know, we made out of three parts, right? We are mind, we are our soul, we have mind, emotion, will. This is our person, our self, right? But the Lord came to our spirit. So from our spirit, I have regenerated. We are together with the Lord now. We have His life. We have to let Him spread in our whole, every part of our being. It's mind, emotion, will. But because of the first Adam, we can live in souls. That's because of the last Adam, Jesus Christ, He became the life-giving spirit now that lives in us. And He could be our person, our daily living. And this is what we had to let, we cannot be independent. We cannot be independent. See, many times this independence from Him causes to have certain results, problems, some consequences. And I experienced that. I think we experienced that. We cannot be independent, because once we are independent of the Lord, we lose the enjoyment of the Lord, of His person that is supposed to be in our life. And I experience that every day. The enemy wants to deceive me every day, because my job is a risky job. I risk my life every day. You know what I do. So, but I don't let the enemy to deceive me with this. I don't want to lose the enjoyment of the Lord.
Amen.
So I keep calling His name. Praise and then is when He comes out and helps me to walk in my daily living. When we do our own things on our own, either at work, we're independent from the Lord at work, either at our home or at school, we don't even pray when we're going to take a test, we don't even read the word, we're going to go out and do something at work. You know, when we don't get up and read His word, when we go out and this world that want to destroy us, you see, we have no weapons to fight. You see, we have no weapons. That's why we need His person every morning. Every morning we have to get up and nail this old man on the cross.
Yeah.
We need to nail the old man on the cross so we can, when we get out of the house, we have the new man out of the house with us.
Amen.
With that, we can walk with Him. And so we have to tell the Lord, just strengthen my inner man. know, this person is the one that had to be realized in our life. Mm-hmm. So for this is for the church life. Amen.
Yes.
And they day four talks about God's intention in his economy is to work himself into us, not only as our life, but also as our person. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is, for like I said, for many years, I've been saved, over 20 years, maybe around 20 years. And yes, I've been regenerated. I received the Lord in my spirit. But for many years, I just kept the Lord there. I did not let the Lord be my life. I did not let him walk me daily. I made a lot of mistakes because of that, right? And like I said, Brother Lifestyle, he says that Brother Lee, the problem is not with the life that we have. The problem that is mostly with the person. See, we have the life. We have the riches. But we don't let this person to be our life.
Right.
Why? Because we have our own opinion, our own ways to do things, and we want to do things in our way, and we think we can do it ourselves, we can do this work ourselves, we can pass this test ourselves. I study hard, I work hard, I can manage my home, I can do this and that, but no, if we don't let the Lord, this life to overflow glass and be our person, it's merely, you know, we're going to fail a lot of times. And I always, you know, I always pray for the Lord to have mercy, especially on the young people. They have the life. My son has the life. All young people have the life. But we need to be this person to overflow. This person to walk with us every day.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, so day five, I enjoy it. It says the eye is in our soul and Christ is in our spirit. The eye is the person, that's in day five. The eye is the person of the outer man, the old man, and Christ is the person of the inner man. Right? Yes. And the world is me, myself, and I. That's in the world, you know. Is so much and so much in the world that lift up us. You know, people want fame and want this and want that. But if we don't, we must be crucified. So Christ can live. So because that's the only way we can live, only with him, walk with him. The former person has been crucified in Christ, a new person live in us now. Take Christ, our person requires that we deny the self, our fallen person. We need to deny our soul life and live by our new person that indwelling Christ. This is very crucial. And it says here that when we take Christ as our person and live not by ourselves but Christ as the person, we become one with him. Okay. In order to have the church life, we need to be strengthened into our spirit and the inner man. So that Christ, a living person, may make his own in our heart. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. In day six, they see when Christ becomes our person, the only way for Christ to be our person is for him to make his own in our heart.
Amen.
Now, one thing I enjoy over here is it says, it is not possible to have a church life when we allow the old man to be our person. Yes, we must nail the old man on the cross every morning. Then we will be able to have a church life. Then when we nail the old man, then we will be able to blend with others. That's the only way we can blend with the other saints. But we must nail the old man every morning. So this is for the church life, for his kingdom, for the body. It's not individually, it's a corporate thing. Right? And he says we should take Christ as our person, allow Christ to live in us and make his home in our heart, so that we might be filled unto the fullness of God in order to be the practical manifestation of the church life of the body of Christ. So we must really let the Lord be our person every day, not only when we need him, because sometimes when we need him only, we just call on him. No, we have to let him be our person every day, walk with him every day. And I really appreciate this week, because it has shown me that I have the life, but this life must be manifested in Christ as our person, as our daily life. And I meet a lot of Christian, a lot of religious people in my workplace, right? And they're looking for peace in the world, and we can't have peace unless it's with Him, in His name. And I just pray that this is fulfilled. His pleasure, His good pleasure intention is fulfilled in His body, His church, to walk according to His desire, His heart desire. He just don't want everybody to be safe. He wants us to come to the full knowledge of Him. When we come to the full knowledge of Him, we know the person, and when we know this person, He could be our life. And we all go through tribulations and problems and a lot of temptations, but only His person will help us to defeat all the things in the world, and all the satanic system that is actually trying to get us into trouble. But I pray that we can see this person, and this person could be our daily life. It's not that easy, but we can pray every morning and open the Word. We must open the Word, eat the Lord, and this person become a reality in our life. Oh, praise the Lord for this message. And we can have the prophesying. And I hope to hear all your prophesying, your sharing. Amen.
Amen.
Can you probably go by about 2 minutes?
Amen.
So we can all share.
Amen.
So we're continuing our fellowship from the last many weeks in the way of prophesying concerning taking Christ as our person. We've been fellowshipping and prophesying this way for several weeks, so this is not something different. But I enjoyed that this week. I enjoyed two. Let's all read one. There's two sections. Let's read 1F. 1F. So section 1 is concerning our experiencing the central work of God. And section 2 is concerning our need to take Christ as our person. Amen. Both of these sections have the same reason. So it says in, let's read, let's read Roman numeral 1 first.
In and for the church life, we need to experience the central work of God.
Let's read Roman number 2.
In and for the church life, we need to take Christ as our person.
So both of these, we're not talking about something different. The central work of God and taking Christ as our person, we're talking about the same thing. And both of these, there's a reason, there's a goal. There's a focus. There's an aim.
Amen.
This is in and for the church life.
Amen.
So we experience the central work of God in the church life. And we experience the central work of God for the church life.
Amen.
The church life is the proper church life is the very expression of Christ.
Amen.
The very expression of God. It's the living of Christ.
Amen.
It's the living of God.
Amen.
So this is, we do this, we experience the central work in the church life,
Amen.
In for the church life.
Amen.
And we take Christ as our person, right here in the church life, for the church life.
Amen.
So now look at let's read 1F. So in a quick way, in a brief way, this is a very good way to summarize the
Amen.
First section.
Amen.
Let's read F.
We cooperate with God's central work by being poor in spirit and pure in heart, seeking the Lord with a single heart, turning to the Lord, caring for the sense of life, and being willing to be enlightened, opening our whole being to the Lord to be filled with God as our content.
So I'd like to fellowship about Roman 2, but I'll just stay with right here on F. So the central work of God is Christ wants to be He wants to be wrought into us.
Amen.
He wants to be wrought into us to such a degree that He's formed in us.
Amen.
He's formed in our very inward being.
Amen.
In our inner man.
Amen.
He's formed it in our soul.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we have to have a poor spirit.
Amen.
That means we're empty so that we can be filled up with Him.
Amen.
He can flow out of our spirit.
Amen.
And we have a pure heart. We want to have a pure heart so we can see Him and we can pursue with all those, with others who have a pure heart.
Amen.
And we like to have, this is so wonderful. Our heart is, we pray for each other so that our heart can be those we turn to the Lord.
Amen.
Turning to the Lord. And how about, did you ever think this? Not only do we want to be have the life and life supply, but we want our heart to be the one, a heart that can be enlightened.
Amen.
That can be enlightened by the Lord.
Amen.
Anyway, I'll just stop there. So the renewing of our mind, we need to be renewed in the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
This is the same as Christ making His home in our heart.
Amen.
Anyway, we want to take Christ as our person.
Amen.
We're fellowshipping this. So Christ, the Lord wants this.
Amen.
This is not something far away from us.
Amen.
This is something practical. He wants this to be. It's a practical matter, a matter concerning our intention, our aim, our purpose, so that He would be our goal. He would be our preference. Anyway, praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Very touched by this, by week 1, day 3, the verse that we read, John 14:23, and also Colossians 3:11, says, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. I think the central thought here is the matter of God, the triune God, the Father, the Son, as the Spirit, desiring to make an abode in God's chosen people. So this one is very touching to me because that tells us how wonderful creatures we are. That the desire of God's heart is to gain people where He can have His dwelling. And that is so marvelous, right? And then in Colossians 3:11, it says, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarians, Scythian, slave, free, freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
Amen.
So the desire, the basic desire of good pleasure of God is to have a group of people where he dwells in, and not only that, but a group of people that is constituted with Him, constituted with the triune God. And to constitute something is not an overnight matter, right? It takes a lot of work.
Amen.
But this work is not man's work. It is, in day 2, it says it is God's work. The fundamental desire of God is to gain people. Not the aim of God is not work, but person, people.
Amen.
People that are fully compatible with His nature.
Amen.
And with His life. And that fully expresses Him.
Amen.
And praise the Lord that in the church life, that's why I was touched by the brother sharing and the main points in here, that it says, in and for the church life, right here in this realm where we are today, the reason why I had to wake up at 4 o'clock upstate New York to drive all the way here, it's not for religious purpose.
Right.
I am here because I believe that when I'm here, I can be blended substantially with the saints.
Amen.
Blended not in a social way,
right,
but blended with the substance of Christ.
Amen.
With the riches of the word.
Amen.
Without the church life and the clear vision of what God is doing in the church life, then we will be wandering off. Maybe at this today I might be elsewhere. Right? But praise the Lord that the Lord has really captured our vision, really showing us by the word. And I go back to that verse again. It says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
Amen.
And the fundamental essence of the word is simply Christ as our everything. right? And so as long as we keep our enjoyment of Christ day by day, moment by moment, with all the saints, whenever we can have opportunity to blend, then the Lord is accomplishing something in us. It may not be manifestly outwardly visible, but inwardly it is very substantial.
Amen.
Right? And so we feel very privileged that in today's age, the Lord is preparing His bride through our realization and practice of enjoying the Lord day by day.
Amen.
So that He can work Himself into us, so that we can be constituted with Him. And so we become a person who matches Him.
Amen.
Right? Becoming a person who's living is Christ. Taking Christ as our person, that is our goal.
Amen.
And I must confess that I don't think that I do that so many times. But the Lord is not finished with me yet, right? We are in the process of learning to take Christ as our person. And what that means is that we need to reach a point in our Christian life before our time in this life is past, that our heart matches God's heart, that our will is completely one with the Lord's will, that our burden must be His burden, and that His sentiments is our sentiment. In other words, everything that is in our heart, in our being, should be fully conformed to the Lord.
Amen.
When we reach such a state, then we say, "Amen, Lord, You are my person." And this is our goal day by day as we enjoy the Lord together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thus, God's central work, His unique work in the universe and throughout all the ages and generations, is to work Himself in Christ,
Amen.
Into His chosen people,
Amen.
Making Himself one with Him.
Amen.
I'm just so happy and to be so encouraged that we can know and even, I would say, experience the central work of God.
Amen.
I just want to bring out something that really touched me at this training. The brother who spoke, he painted this picture. And that in the church life today, it shouldn't matter if we are here or whether we are gone. In other words, you know, we all have a journey with the Lord, and we don't know when the Lord will take us. And it's unfortunate, through our brother's observation, that for some who've been here a while, right, when the Lord takes them, it's as almost if it really didn't make that much impact, meaning that there wasn't much loss, right? And so that really touched me. And I asked myself, what would it matter to the church if one day I would not be here anymore, you know, that my time is up? And this would only be true if we are those who have experienced the central work of God.
Amen.
In other words, we need to be those who allow the Lord to work Himself into us, into every fiber of our being. I was so touched by this, saints, that we need to have a renewed view of what our spirit is.
Amen.
Our spirit is not just an organ, right?
Amen.
Oh, you know, we hear, exercise your spirit. When I'm low, I exercise my spirit. When I need some supply, I exercise my spirit. But our spirit is the home. It's the very home, the habitation of Christ.
Amen.
Ephesians 3, so clear. The Lord wants to make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
But the question is, will we allow Him? These sentences really, really, I would say, gives us the central burden of the entire training. What we are is more important than what we do.
Amen.
We cannot serve God beyond what we are as a person. Oh, saints, may we see this, right? May we realize this, that in the church life, it's not about what we're doing. It's not about my service, I need to do this, to do that. But what is most important is our being, is who we are. Have we allowed Christ to permeate and saturate our being, right? So that we could really render the supply to the body and to all the saints around us.
That's right. Amen.
There was one who at least one, who really experienced the central work of God and took Christ as his person. And we see this is actually Apostle Paul. You know, when there was creation, when there was Genesis, when God created man, he created man in his own image, according to his likeness. Adam failed, and we're all Adam, and we all failed. But Christ came, and he fully and personally expressed God to the fullest extent and represented him. And Christ was a man. He wasn't just God. He wasn't a phantom. He was a man just like us. But yet he was without sin. So we might say, okay, come on, Lord, it's you've expressed God. You were one with the Father, yet you were without sin. So we need an example. We need someone who actually experiences, I mean, who is actually a reproduction of such a one. And there is Paul. Paul was one who was breathing out murder. He was the sinner, the top sinner. Yet he later, when he was saved by grace, he called himself, and I don't know if we believe this, he called himself less than the least of all saints. Okay, is there anyone in this room who thinks you're the least of all saints? Well, then there's Paul, who says he's less than the least of all saints. But such a one, he testified to us, and of course he wrote the epistles, and we know his works, we know his words. He said, for him to live is Christ. And he said, no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
Amen.
And very impressively, very significantly, in 2 Timothy, when he was writing to Timothy as his fellow co-worker, to a young one, he referred to God's purpose in 1 Timothy 1:9. He spoke of God's own purpose. But then he said to Timothy, but you closely followed my purpose. My purpose. What does this mean? That means God's purpose actually became Paul's purpose. Which means Paul himself was one who experienced the central work of God and took Christ as his person. So that what was in God's heart, like what Brother Sal shared, what was in his heart? What was God concerned? What is God concerned with? What does he long for? Was actually Paul's longing. And was Paul's desire, what he was considering, contemplating, what his whole being was possessed with. This is what he thought of. This was in his mind. This was burning in his heart. Wow. So he could say, this is my purpose. And you closely followed my purpose. Because his purpose was God's purpose.
Amen.
So Paul was one who actually experienced the central work of God. And who actually took Christ as his person.
Amen.
How much more? I really appreciate this phrase. May Christ make his home in our heart.
Right.
You know, the Greek word here is, there's a word to make home. It's oikepo. But there's a prefix, and this is significant. It's kata, oikepo, which means make home, but kata means downward.
Yeah.
Kata means down. So he needs to make home downward in our heart.
Yeah.
Touching every fiber, every room, every crevice in our hearts.
Yes.
Especially all the places that are dark. Mm-hmm. If we have a certain... Anyways. There are places in our heart that is just damaged. That is warped. That is darkened. And we need him to make his home in our heart. Not just to visit us.
Right.
Not just to come and give us his grace and visit us. He needs to settle down in us and make his home in our heart. So that our heart actually is a duplication of his heart. What is burning in his heart is also burning in our heart. Then this is what it means to experience the central work of God. This is what it means to take Christ as our person. May we be such persons. Give ourselves to pray such a prayer. Lord, make your home more in my heart.
Amen.
Make your home more in my heart in every relationship.
Amen.
Use every relationship. Use every circumstance. Use every situation to make me open to you.
Yes.
So that you can have access to my inner being and to the depths of my being.
Amen.
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 When I was in Israel, you know, this really touches in line. Is that you? Do you saints realize that you have the life of God. Do you realize that this being within you, that your heart is meant to be the dwelling place of God? What I really was touched by while in Israel is that the Israelis fought because they knew that they, without fighting, they would not have a home. Saints, I think you need to realize that God, yes, He may have a home in Brother Tom, but that is not His concern for me. It's that for us, He's fighting to make His home within our hearts. And I don't think what we realize deep enough is that this is God's desire, is that His desire, God fights so that He would make His home within our being. Yes, the Lord desires for a building, and this building will culminate through each one of us. And yes, that God will eventually have His goal. But God wants that we would partake within of this goal. Otherwise, when the Lord comes later on, He will still have this person. But will you be part of this person with Him? Or will you just be simply tossed aside? Because the Lord Jesus, we need to realize is that each one of us within our being are one talented members. You know, while we were there, we saw these lampstands. These lampstands are worth 100 pounds worth of gold of talent. And saints, realize is that making Christ within our home, within our being, is no small matter. It's no small thing. And I want to compare it to the two things. We have a decision to make. Either we allow Christ to become this person and allow, an example, this is like in Israel, is allowing the temple to be built on Mount Sinai, on the where the Dome of the Rock is, or do we allow this dome, this worldly other thing, our soul, to continue to occupy us? Saints, we really need to ask ourselves, do we really have this kind of fighting spirit? Do we really have this kind of desire to allow the Lord to become the person within our being? I think the biggest thing in Israel I was touched by is I had to ask myself, Lord, do I desire You to be in my being? And I think, saints, we've gone through this multiple times, multiple weeks. But may we really ask ourselves, Lord, do I really desire You to be the person in my being? And it's fine. I think that's the starting point. If that's for any some of us, that has to be the starting point.
Amen.
Because if we do not go on from here, then it's sad to say, saints, then, you know, that's like saying, Lord, I don't want You to be here. I would rather have this dome to be on this mountain. I would rather my soul to be here, and I'd rather the temple to still not be built. So saints, we need, thank You, Lord, for this life within our being.
No solo Cristo deberá ser nuestra vida.
Christ is not only to be our life.
En nuestro espíritu.
In our spirit.
Debemos dejar que Él se expanda a todo nuestro corazón.
We need to let Him spread into all our hearts.
That's right.
Entonces Él será nuestra persona.
And then He will be our person.
Amen.
Nuestro corazón debe convertirse en la morada de Dios.
Our heart should be the dwelling place of God.
Pero la pregunta es,
but the question is,
¿quién vive en nuestro corazón?
Who lives in our heart?
¿Cristo o yo mismo?
Christ or me?
Por esto debemos morir al yo.
For this we need to deny the self.
Y negar nuestra persona.
And to deny our person.
Para que sea Él quien sea nuestra persona.
So that He can be our person.
Amen.
Antes nuestra alma.
Before our soul.
era quien regía nuestra persona.
Our soul ruled our person.
Pero el Señor no tiene la intención.
But the Lord does not have the intention
de permitirnos vivir con el yo como persona.
He doesn't have the intention to let us live our soul as a person.
Porque él es nuestra persona.
Because he is our person.
Y nunca él va a renunciar a su persona.
And he's never going to give up his person.
Tenemos dos vidas.
We have two lives.
La vida humana,
the human life,
que es en nuestra alma,
which is in our soul,
o la vida divina, que es en nuestro espíritu,
or the divine life, which is in our spirit.
Y no podemos vivir las dos simultáneamente.
And we can't live both at the same time.
Así que tenemos que vivir solo una de ellas.
So we can only live Amen. One life at a time.
Amen.
Vivir con, debemos vivir por nuestro hombre espiritual, el interior.
We need to live by our inner man, the spiritual man,
el cual tiene a Cristo como su vida,
which has Christ as its life.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Okay, so I just want to say that this is very difficult to live. I mean, unless we're enjoying the Lord.
And I really enjoy this matter in one of the books in the reference. It says here that we have to take care of every feeling from God.
Mm-hmm.
If we neglect these feelings, we won't be able to grow, even if we read the Bible all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because the Lord will not have any ground within us, mm-hmm. you know, and we'll have no way of putting His feelings within us.
Amen.
And we'll be just reading the Bible, doing our morning revival, but His feelings will not become part of our feeling.
Amen.
And so sometimes, you know, when we ignore these feelings, okay, then the Lord cannot add Himself to us.
Amen.
And it's like the transmission stops. And so I enjoy, He says, you know, if you, it's just like putting on your, the Lord saves us so that He can put Himself into us, right? It's like putting on clothes, you know, and if we, you know, say that tomorrow morning while I'm putting on my clothes, the Lord says, don't wear that piece of clothing. What would I do? You know, it's such a simple matter. You know, most of us, oh, you know, we just ignore it because it's, oh, what does it matter? You know, oh, the Lord doesn't care what clothes I wear, you know. But even He cares about these little details.
Amen.
And so, you know, we even, you know, if we truly give ourselves to the Lord, you know, many people will be saved through us.
Amen.
You know, many people will want, you know, we'll find people who want to be with the Lord because it's just going to happen spontaneously. And, you know, so, you know, if I really care about the Lord's feeling, then I'm going to have that feeling. If I don't have that feeling, it's because maybe I haven't given the Lord the ground in something as simple of, did I change my clothing? You know, Brother Lee talked a lot about ties, about the tie. And so, you know, for us sisters, it's very simple. If I go to the store, who's buying? Do I ask the Lord, do I really need this? You know, so it's really, and it shows in our living.
Amen.
It shows in our daily little tiny things, you know, in what we snack, if I say.
Amen.
If I snack at my husband, do I get the feeling right away? Or do I, you know, go on? Do I get the feeling? I mean, it's not that I'm not going to snap, but it's that if I do snap and nothing happens, then I'm really, you know, in the other ground. So it's like the children, you know, one time brother said, you know, if you enter into a class, you know, all the kids are all rah, 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 rah. And then if the principal enters and they continue rah, 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 you know, but if he goes in and everybody's quiet, at least they had the consciousness, you know, that something within, the housekeeper within got there. But if they just continue and they don't even see that the principal is there, or they don't care, then you see that it's like a, you know, in the Bible it talks about having a seared conscience, you know, like you don't feel. So that's, we need to be, I'm impressed that I need to take care of the feeling within me. that the Lord would give me.
Appreciating being so seeing that. I appreciate everyone sharing that Christ desires to make his home in our heart. And as he's making his home in our heart, he's becoming our person. But I really appreciate point H and the subpoints underneath. It says, if we take Christ as our person, we will live him out as the proper church life. Christ, who is our person, is for the church life. Christ, a living person as our person, is the content of the church life. And this point here, it says, it is not possible to have the church life when we allow our old man to be our person. If we want to live the church life but do not take Christ as our person, we cannot be blended with others. And I appreciated this reminder, you know, because I think so many times I pray, you know, that Christ would make his home in my heart, but for what? It's for the church life, right?
Amen.
And then just realizing that if we don't take Christ as our person, there's no church life. You know, the church life is not our coming together to have a home meeting, to have a prayer meeting. The church life is Christ as our, not only as our life, but as our person being lived out as the content of the church life.
Amen.
And there's one sentence here, it says, it was the continuation of the point. It says, if we want to live the church life but do not take Christ as our person, we can never be blended together with others, because we are all different according to our nature. Each of us has our own tastes and preferences. We may experience the resurrection power of Christ when we are by ourselves, but when we come to the meeting hall, our tastes and preferences can easily rise up within us. We may experience the resurrection power before coming to the meeting hall, but when we are asked to clean chairs in a specific way, we can easily be bothered. It is not possible to have the church life when our old man is allowed to be our person. Those who want to have the church life must deny their soul life, their self, their old man. We should all cover our heads and take Christ as our person.
Amen.
And I just appreciated the Lord's mercy for bringing us together, because it's only when we come together that we realize, oh, I'm still living by my old man. I still have my own preferences, my own tastes, my own way of doing things. But when we do come together by the Lord's mercy, he exposes me all the time. You know, you're still doing this your own way because, you know, those feelings, you know, somebody says something, oh, you shouldn't be doing it that way. And a feeling rises up, right? What do we do? You know, do we allow Christ to make his home in our heart, you know, and allow him to broaden us, and we don't live according to ourselves, our own way, we take Christ, right? And then when we do that, then I just appreciate that. That's the only way that we can apprehend with all the saints, right? The breadth, the length, the height, and the depth. How do we experience all the dimensions of Christ's size? By allowing Christ to become our person. So, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
Amen.
We would allow you to be our person for the church life.
Voy a leer Primera de Juan 5,
11
y 12.
And 12.
Oh, Señor Jesús. Y este es el testimonio
que Dios
nos ha dado. Vida eterna. Y esta vida está en su Hijo.
That this life
el que
is in his Son.
Tiene
he who has the Son has the
y
life.
El que no tiene
and
al Hijo
who does
de
not
Dios,
have the Son of God
no
does
tiene
not
la
have
vida.
The life.
Amen.
¿Verdad? Nuestro Señor es la vida misma,
our
es
Lord
nuestra
is
persona,
is the very life, our person,
¿verdad? Que está habitando en nuestro espíritu.
Who is dwelling in
ya
our spirit.
Nuestro espíritu deja de ser un órgano.
Is no longer
es
the
nuestro
organ.
Hombre interior.
It is our inner man.
Y en el hombre interior
and in the,
habita
and
la persona
person,
que es Cristo. Y si la persona está en nuestro hombre interior,
person
tenemos la vida.
Man,
pero
life.
Si no tenemos la vida, tampoco vamos
life,
a tener la persona.
We're not have the person,
¿verdad?
Either.
Todo depende.
It all depends.
A veces en nuestros hogares depende de lo
in
que estamos viviendo. Si estamos viviendo en el viejo hombre o en el nuevo
man,
hombre,
man,
¿verdad?
A veces el Señor nos permite ciertas
experiencias
para poder entender si estamos en el viejo hombre o en el nuevo hombre, ¿verdad? Porque verdaderamente Él quiere habitar en nuestro corazón, quiere dispensarse más en nosotros, pero Él quiere fluir de nosotros, ¿verdad? Para, por motivo de la vida de la iglesia, ¿verdad? Porque uno va experimentando este vivir divino en cada uno de nosotros cuando el Señor nos pone en ciertas situaciones, ¿verdad? Entonces tenemos que pedirle al Señor en oración que se dispense más en nosotros, que habite más en nosotros para que Él sea manifestado a través de nosotros en las situaciones que a veces no es posible manifestar esa vida o esa persona en nosotros. Gloria a Dios por esa persona que ya está habitando en nosotros, en nuestro espíritu regenerado.
Amén.
Amén.
Week he says that the topic is experience the central work of God and taking Christ as our person in and for the church life.
Amen.
The first part, experience central work of God. I read that is basically thank you God. You want to work yourself into me.
Amen.
I praise you.
Amen.
Recently I have a surgery, so I was sitting there putting four artery. I was thinking that after putting four artery, I'm becoming a brand new man. My heart is a pump. Pop. All the blood go everywhere. Right? Then I think that God basically give me a second time, second chance. And when I'm back, I'll be a brand new man. I'll be so spiritual. That God just coming to me. I'll be so spiritual. I walk in, there's glory, the light with me. I was sitting there, waiting. And both of them doesn't happen, of course. Then I read this one. All right. I probably, because time, I want to skip the one I want to share is God want to work himself to us. I think the other one is very important. I have been in church for so many years, which I never want to touch it, is so-called church life. Because I am the person, I don't like people bother me, I'm the person, I have a lot of opinions for everything. You name it, I have opinion. Whilst before I have surgery, one or after maybe, very short period of time, one brother texted me, oh, you have to serve Lord's table with me and another person. I immediately, I got mad, so mad. Don't you understand that? These kind of things you need to fellowship. You don't assign people which part you don't understand. See, easy to criticize. So that's why I don't like to touch this, never want to touch this church life, because I know who I am. I'm that type of person. I'm a nice guy. I don't try not to fight except fight with my wife. So in here, I said, okay, church, living church life. My background is Chinese, so I use Chinese philosophy. The guy say, of course, everyone say Confucius. He say, you want to live in this kind of big group of people, the first thing you need to enlarge your heart. You have to accept all type of people.
Right?
You have to accept all kinds of opinion. You don't against anyone. But this kind of thing doesn't work. I can pretend. Someone comes say to me, I say, well, it's church. I don't want to fight with you. You are lucky. If this is in the company, you are so dead. But I just still smiling, and people say, wow, what a nice guy. In here is Christ want to build a church is by coming into our spirit, which is good, which I do have that. But the next part is taking as a person.
Amen.
This is tough. I have to be birthed burned up in my spirit or burned up with certain things, not because I want it, not because I desire it. It's God want it. Do I have the connection? Do I feel it? Our brother and brother say that we need to have that desire. I need to have this, his desire becoming my desire. That becoming as a person, taking as a person, which I can't. So I need to ask. I need to pray to be one with him. I heard this one with him so many times. It's like, okay, one with him, like nothing anymore. But how to be one with him? It's present in my spirit. Christ make his home in my heart. That I have to ask, that I have to pray for that. And so I can let him live in me, and I can be filled with him. Also, in somewhere he says in here, later on, he says in here, it's really, I won't say strike me, but I feel very interesting thing is, to the end, if I obey whatever God wants me to do, I came to the church life, I serve, I preach the gospel, I prophesy, to the end, there's one day, when I turn around, look back, I find out it's God make me as a pillow and base of the truth. While I serve brothers and sisters in church, in truth, in kitchen, in clean out the floor, clean out bathroom, anything in the church life. So this is really tough for me, really, really tough, because taking as my person.
Amen.
Amen.
I think it's not really tough for our brother. It's very tough for every one of us. You know, at the beginning, our brother shared this week's message very deep. I do agree with that. Amen. It's very deep. And but also, our brother also shared, this is not something new. We have been entering into this kind of message driven weeks, actually. If we have been in the church life for a long time, we enter into this, you know, very quite often, right? So, and when I'm here enjoying everyone's sharing, I do have feeling, you know, we corporately sense, we do see this vision. We do see what's the central work of God. And so, the problem is, we all have this frustration, you know, the reality and the practical manifestation of this one new man, or you say taking Christ as our person, is still so lacking among us. So today I also, you know, have a burden to share to all of us. We really need to pray to the Lord. You know, in the church life, you know, we can be in the church life, but we are not for the church life. Right. On one hand, on the other hand, we can be for the church life. We are, our heart is so much for the church life, but we are not that much in the church life. But we can be in the church life and for the church life, but we are not taking Christ as the person. And we very, why we not taking Christ as our person? Because we so used to taking ourselves as the person. In order to have the Lord have the way to fulfill his central work, that means he be able to work himself into us. That's for his building. Then we really need to take him as our person.
Amen.
And so the hindrance or the barriers, our old man,
right,
or our self, our natural man, because we born loving ourselves. And we born or we live it away, you know, we ourselves is the boss. You know, even we are in the church life, we are for the church life. we take ourselves as the person. And if we didn't see this, or we don't realize we ourselves is the greatest hindrance for God's purpose, then the law don't have the way. So I do have burden to pray for myself. Of course, I think we need to pray for all the saints. But I do as a feeling, we also really need to pray for ourselves. Because we have a responsibility for ourselves. Because we ourselves is the hindrance for the Lord. You know, I don't know, is that easy for you to pray for yourself? You know, I grew up in such a background culture. We were taught we shouldn't be selfish. So it's, for a long time, I feel it's very hard for myself to pray for myself. Very struggling. But this, when I have this feeling, I realize actually I am in myself. Right? And so the Lord just lead me away. You know, how about this? You jump up yourself to pray for yourself. Right? Jump up yourself and see, oh, there's a person, there's a brother whose name called Kyle. He is so pitiful. He always lives according to himself. So you need to pray for this pitiful Kyle. And he can live a living, taking Christ as the person. And I think my burden is, you have your, you know, the Lord will lead you how to pray. But I do feel, in order for God's central work can be fulfilled among us, we do need to pray for ourselves so we can take Him as our person.
Amen. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh
Jesus.
Don't leave us alone.
Amen.
Keep bothering us again and again.
Amen.
Till we utter the words.
Amen.
The prayer that you are praying for us right now.
Amen.
That you would make your home in our heart.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We offer our heart to you.
Amen.
We open our being to you.
Amen.
Make your home deep down in our heart.
Amen.
I'd like to give you access.
Amen.
To the places where we haven't given you access.
Amen.
Shine the light.
Amen.
Flow in the light.
Amen.
We open to you again.
Amen.
The term in the Lord's recovery, we have heard many, many terms. The term like God's economy, the term like God's central work. And this to us may be coming just a terminology. And I do believe almost all of us, once you are asked this kind of terminology, you know the answer. But this week, the brothers speak with a burden. Not merely that to know what is God's economy, what is God's central work. In the church life, we have various ages of saints. That means we have various level of life maturity. In order for the church life continue to receive the life supply, there's a need of the channel of life. For the young one, you should continue in the church life in a normal way. Of course, the older one will also have to do the same thing. However, this week, the brother ran with a message, with a burden. Because in the beginning, he spoke with a heavy burden and even sat in his spirit. That particular to the brothers, older brothers, we the older brothers. We are having the church life so many years. 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Are we becoming the channel of life? If we are not being broken or being broken, if we merely can offer some spiritual truths or even knowledge, then there will be no life supply truly to the church life. What today the church life needs is to produce a true channel of life. And for the young one, you need to pray for this. For the older one, I do not know who you will consider. You are older one or younger one. I would say if you are age 50 or older, brother and sister, you are considered as older one. And then you have to go to the Lord to pray for the mercy. Are we going to continue in this way of church life until the last day of our time on the earth? Or we can ask the Lord, grant us the special grace, even abundant grace, that He can truly become the one that will not merely just talk about it. He will really come to us, that we will be touched. For the older one, indeed, is very tough, because the rubber becomes tougher and tougher. Brother used to say, when you are older, at the age 50, you're finished. You're like an old dog who never learned a new trick. But we still like to pray, Lord, even so, for the sake of your church life, that you will break us.
Amen.
So may the Lord bless us, not merely just our increase. Bless us with some channel of life.
Amen.
Among us.
Amen.
Lately, for a couple of years already, every time when I think of the brother Benjamin Chen, and when I heard the message like Ron mentioned about the channel of life, I have that sense. Yes. The brother like Benjamin Chen, once he's done with us, we sense a big loss, great loss, because the life supply is no longer there. And may we have this desire, the older saints, rise up. Rise up so that we may become the channel of life.
Amen.
And the Lord will continue in the church life to produce the new man.
Amen.
For the manifestation of the triune God.
Amen. Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
May we continue in the church life.
Amen.
Continue eating and drinking.
Amen.
Oh, and growing.
Amen.
And for older, praying for mercy.
Amen.
Get through our rubber soul.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For the church life.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we want to be the proper vessel for you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Lord, yes. Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
How much we need you, Lord.
more.
Yeah.
Oh, don't let us stop growing.
Right.
Oh, have a way in us.
Yeah.
Oh, that the outer man can be broken.
Amen.
The inner man can live out.
Amen.
Oh, that you, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You have the preeminence, oh, in us, Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, head over everything, Lord.
Yeah.
Little or big.
That's right.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, how much we need you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we need this practical manifestation of
Amen.
The one you man. That Christ will be lived out in us.
Amen.
For the church life.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Your mercy is still upon us.
Amen.
Still giving us time.
Amen.
Thank you for another week.
Amen.
Pour more of yourself into us.
Amen.
We pray for reality.
Amen.
Save us from being satisfied with just good teaching.
Amen.
Lord, you would be our person.
Amen.
From the young to the old.
Amen.
All the situations and the environment.
Amen.
Use every opportunity.
Amen.
Lord, work yourself.
Amen.
Pour deeply into us this week.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. How much we need your mercy.
Amen. Amen.
Especially the older.
Amen.
We need more of your mercy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, we confess how much we short of this reality.
Yeah.
Oh, how much we will still live in our old person.
Amen.
Our old man.
Amen.
Oh, but we are willing to open ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, as your grace upon grace.
Amen.
Oh, upon us.
Amen.
Oh, so we can continue to receive your word.
Amen.
Oh, you're working yourself into us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.